A quick roundup of this week's Homo News and a spattering of feedback lead us into discussing the ban on gay marriage in California, straight guys working in gay bars, the trend of bachelorette parties being held in gay bars, and our most hated chores. So strap on your headphones and start marinating your loins. COL 129 starts now.
Sunday, August 22nd, 2010. I'm Jeff.
I'm Tim Cub.
And I poignantly align fantasy with youthful experimentation.
Welcome to Cubs Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length, episode number 129, and happy Be an Angel Day!
Woohoo!
For this podcast, really?
Hey, I'm just calling like the day is. I'm not saying anything about the podcast or anything.
And make cum angels.
Angel.
It's true. Now, what if you're atheist and don't really believe in angels?
Well, you could take it in the philosophy of what sometimes an angel is, which is someone who's just a good person.
I see.
So it's you don't actually have to believe in actual angels. Ha! But just be an angel.
Just well, it also means that when a bell rings, you think nothing.
It's true that a firefly loses its wings or something. Anyway.
Jeffrey, what'd you do this weekend?
Because of certain cleaning that was going on at home, I had to take the doggies out of the house. So me and my dogs went up to our friend Tiffany, guild friend Tiffany's, and they got to play with three other dogs, one little one, one medium-sized one, and one big honking one. The funny thing was, the oldest was the smallest, and the youngest was the largest, which, being that they're 5-6 years old, Scout and Sonnet, sometimes got a little annoyed of them. There was a big honking Great Dane. I swear. I could almost fit Sonnet's head in his mouth.
Dear.
So now, was it kind of Goldie Cub and the three dogs?
Something like that.
Now, was it a big Great Dane or was it a regular-sized Great Dane that just looks big?
It was 7 months old and he was like up to my waist, like my real waist, not the waist, not the faux waist where I keep my pants.
Which is slightly north of your ankles. I see.
He was huge. He was bigger than the Scout, for sure. Now, so they had something there.
While the dogs were out of town, or out of the house, where were you, Jeff?
I was with them.
Oh.
I just stayed with my dogs and my friend Tiffany's.
Oh.
Well, where did you expect him to be?
I don't know. Acapulco or something. I don't know.
Great. We're on the newlywed game. Anyway. Speaking of newlyweds, hey, Timothy, why don't you tell us what you did?
My weekend was fairly uneventful other than having to take my boyfriend to the airport yesterday afternoon. In that he was on his way to Kansas City to visit friends of his. So I am sadly all alone in his apartment this weekend, not doing much of anything.
Have you locked yourself out yet?
No. Thankfully, I have not locked myself out in that I do have a key, and it's tough to lock the deadbolt from outside the house. So, given that I am the only sentient being with thumbs inside the apartment at this point, I find it a little tough to lock myself out.
Okay, that's fair. I have to admit that I'm somewhat boyfriendless right now as well. I helped Ian move into college yesterday, and it's just really just up the road here, but I guess college students enjoy getting together with each other and hearing what they did over the summer and whatnot. So he was basically like, okay, see you later. Bye. Okay, thanks. So he had a fun time apparently catching up with his friends and whatnot. Last night I went out and saw a movie and had dinner with a friend of mine who's moving out to California. And today I did a bunch of chores, and I have a topic related to chores, but I did some that I hated.
Wait. Before we go into the next segment,
yeah.
Unless you're done with your weekend.
I'm not done yet.
Okay, let me know.
Okay. I also packed for my trip coming up to Washington State tomorrow, so I have to be on the road at an early 5:30 in the morning. I am not looking forward to it. I am not by any means a morning bear. And tonight I went out to dinner again with my friend Jonathan, who's moving to California. And actually, we went over to Wolf's where I bought him a beer and got cruised. Now I'm done with my weekend.
That sounds like a quite adventurous weekend.
It was actually fairly busy, and it's been the most productive weekend that I've gotten in quite a few months.
As far as cruising goes?
No. As far as anything goes.
Oh, I see. Well, props to you at having gotten cruised and being productive.
Well, thank you very much. What do you got for us, Jeff?
Oh, I got Lore Master this weekend on my main.
Okay, now moving on to COL News. This week in COL News, we got four quick stories for you. We're not going to go hugely into depth, but we'll have links in the show notes. I'm sure all of you have heard that gay marriage is no longer in California. The 9th District Court voted to no gay marriage until we hear the appeal in December. Apparently, gay rights advocates were okay with that decision because it means that the appeal is being heard sooner than later. We also pulled out a New York City gay bar is being threatened by the NYPD. This is kind of interesting, given that we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of the Atlanta Eagle raid. I can't believe it's been almost a year. Tomorrow, I'll be going to Salt Lake City before heading to Washington State. The LGBT center there has been hit with anti-gay graffiti, not cool people, although I guess in Mormonville I don't really expect much more. And the huge thing, HRC is dropping Target and Best Buy. This comes as a result, of course, of the controversy that we talked about a couple weeks ago on the show, where Target and Best Buy were supporting a group that was supporting the Republican governor, who was supporting a punk band that suggested that gay people should be killed. In a Friday statement, HRC Vice President of Communications Fred Sains said the national organization will not encourage people to shop at either store and believes that consumers should make their own decisions after careful consideration of all the information available to them. I cannot believe the HRC would say, you know, go to Walmart instead. It's so much more homo-friendly. And that, my friends, is COL News. You guys have any comments on any of those stories?
But I do, in fact, have a comment about the HRC story in specific. In that Target, I had heard recently, had issued an apology letter to its certainly its gay employees and arguably its gay consumers as well. Saying that it wished it hadn't done that. But apparently the HRC didn't really think that was enough. So,
Here's the thing is they apologized, but they didn't do anything. They didn't rescind their donation. They didn't try to balance it out by donating to a pro-gay candidate or something. In fact, from my understanding, I think it was in a different article, I can't remember where, the HRC were actually in talks with Target about how they could make it right, and Target ended up just walking away without anything being done. So, and the one thing about this article I at least want to stress is just dropped them out of the guide. They're not saying do not shop there. They're just not endorsing to shop there. They're not telling you to shop there, but they're not telling you not to shop there. Does that make sense?
Kind of.
Just want to clarify what they mean by that. And that's for both Target and Best Buy, of course. But yeah, it's big news.
So, Griff, while you're in Salt Lake City, are you actually going to hit the LGBT center with pro-gay graffiti?
Well, perhaps I could. I mean, I guess if I wrote "All you fags can suck it," that could be considered pro-gay because I'm encouraging all the gays and SLT to suck me. But sadly, no, I will be just at the airport for about an hour. So I will not have time to hit the LGBT center. However, I do intend on hitting the LGBT stall.
Oh, my. Yes, well, and anyway, I have read somewhere that we've got a fair amount of feedback lately. What's this?
We do a sampling of our feedback. Sean in New Hampshire writes, and I'm just going to say this. I'm going to say this because I friended Sean and his boyfriend on my Facebook recently, and Sean may just be a race kind of guy. He writes in and says, "Hey, where is John gone? I miss our Gaysian cub. He seemed very sweet and adorable. You guys rock. Love your podcast." John just decided that he had other priorities in life right now and had just bought a house and didn't really have time to do the podcast every week. And that's very sad. I know we all miss him.
Really? We all do?
Well, of course we do.
I don't.
Well, Sean, thanks, though, for your note. It was lovely.
Absolutely. Russell writes in, Tim, that you need to get your ass in gear and come up with a Seattle cookbook. I actually like this idea. I'd be willing to contribute some recipes. So if anybody else out there wants a COL cookbook, podcast@cubsoutloud.com is your destination.
Yeah, we can put it together and put it up on Lulu or something.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I'm thinking bare minimum we can put a page up. But here's the deal. If you want a COL cookbook, you need to write in and share with us one of your favorite recipes that we can publish.
Ooh. Yeah, put it on Lulu and then see if we can get into the Kindle store. That would be awesome.
The Nook store, you mean?
That too.
And Shy Diver is going to be providing us with a fair number of stories this week. He wrote me a personal email a few weeks ago. He says, "The cover story of Chicago's Free Daily was titled Straight Guy for the Gay Bar. Yes, I'm ashamed to admit that even a free newspaper in a major city would be running such a lame story on the cover. The long and short of it is many straight men are taking employment in gay area bars. I'm not really much of a gay bar sort, but I'm a little torn on the whole concept. Sure, pretty much every person in the service business is just playing you for the money, but straight men playing gay is a little different. Or is it? God knows that there are more than enough gay men in the food service trade to fill these jobs. So why are likely gay bar owners filling these jobs from the outside tribe? Or from outside of the tribe, even? It got me to thinking about another article I read about bachelorette parties deciding on gay bars and some establishments banning them. Being annoyed by bachelorettes is probably one of the many reasons I turned homo, and I would like to avoid them as much as possible. I feel that all should be able to go wherever they want, but we certainly can't go into straight and get away with acting like the soon-to-be married girls do." I assume he means straight bars. You know, it's interesting. When I was at Wolf's tonight, I did notice a gaggle of girls there. It could have been lesbians, but I didn't want to stereotype. Actually, Wolf's often sees a bunch of ladies at the bar. So here we go. We have links in the show notes, but straight guy for the gay bar. I think, you know, you... So here's the problem, right, is I would absolutely abhor the idea that someone would be turned down from a job because they were gay. At the same time, I'm not sure that I abhor the fact that someone could be turned down for a gay bar position because they're straight. What do you guys think?
I agree with you, Griff, in that not hiring someone because they're straight does somehow seem a little I don't know, not quite right. And yet, I am myself currently unemployed and would love to have that straight guy's job at the gay bar, frankly. So
have you tried? Have you gone out to, I mean, come on, Tim, I got to believe that you're pretty much a legend in the gay bar scene in Austin. Have you gone out and tried to be like a barback or something like that?
Well, I have in the past, but not recently, no. But anyway, if any gay bar would love to have me as their employee, I would happily go to work for them.
Okay, what do you think about this, Jeff?
I'm pretty much along the lines with you. Is that idea that somebody should be hired or not hired because of their sexuality? I think mainly it's less appropriate for a straight guy to be working at a gay bar. Mainly because there could be a lot of issues that come up there, like a straight guy actually being hit on by. You got to say that the bartenders at gay bars get hit on left and right.
Oh, absolutely.
And so now, if they understand that, they're okay with that, they're good natured about it, then great. It's fine, but I don't know how to say it. I just don't think it's right. I mean, I just think it's more appropriate for a gay man to be working on that. One, they might not consider as sexual harassment as much. Or anything like that. So that's kind of the fine line that it kind of crosses. But hey, if they're okay with that, they understand that, they make it clear to the clientele. But then you have to make sure that the clientele respect everything, and it just.
Well, so that's an interesting question. If you are a bartender at a gay establishment or a barback, or you know, work in any capacity there. I kind of think that you are opening yourself up to be hit on, touched, fondled, and whatnot. And I think that's okay. That's sort of acceptable in gay bars, especially.
And I do know in Austin there are a few straight bartenders at gay bars who often tend to end up shirtless by the end of the night, which is highly entertaining and yet... a little awkward, I think, but still fun, nonetheless.
Well, depending on the bar, wouldn't it be possible for a straight guy to end up being shirtless at a straight bar as well? Depending on the establishment.
I don't tend to hang out in straight bars much, so I really don't know.
Well, I think it is possible. Absolutely. I don't understand the motivation for a straight guy working at a gay bar. I mean, you got to know what you're getting yourself into. I guess the motivation is money, which is fine. It's weird. I it's one of those things. Like I said, I am being absolutely hypocritical in the thought that, it's just not, that's just not right.
I can say. To me, it's I don't think that the owner, the bar should, when they're doing their hiring, they shouldn't take that into a factor. The responsibility comes on the employee or the potential employee to be like either, you know, well, first off, the bar needs to specify this is a gay bar, just to let you know that. And then from there, they need to be like, I'm not gay. This is just, it's not that you would be bad at the position. I mean, if you're a straight guy, you want to work at this gay bar, you know, it's a gay bar and everything, and you continue and you're a great bartender and everything, sure, hire them. I mean, the sexuality shouldn't be what the bar is looking at. But then it goes back to, But everything goes back to the potential employee. To be like, is this appropriate that I'm here? It's a gay bar. I don't actually belong to work here is really what I think people should be thinking. But, and they should understand what it's going to be like. If they want this job, they should really be talking about how are the bartenders treated, what happens, and want to know frankly what is going on, which the bar should specifically tell them what happens, like, or have them talk to other current bartenders so that they know. I mean, if it's a gay person, no big deal. But I think this still ends up mostly on the potential employee when it comes to hiring, not on the bar itself. And if the employee, after being hired and working for a short time, doesn't like it, he should leave. It's not the bar's fault. He's the one who went to get – he accepted the job.
Well, so here's a question, and I don't know this. I'm not a lawyer, but I hope that our loyal lawyer listener will write in. I just wish he was a lesbian as well because I could have a fourth L there. But, you know, does sexual harassment law apply at a bar? So could the straight guy, if he's being hit on left and right and his employer does nothing to stop it, could the straight guy actually sue the bar owner for allowing a quote-unquote hostile work environment? Wouldn't that be kind of interesting?
That would be certainly a fascinating case. I admit it's sort of almost like the stripper boys at certain bars here in Austin decrying sexual harassment or something, you know? So I do rather wonder where sexual harassment laws apply and where they don't, or where they're less stringently enforced or something like that. But anyway, I would certainly be fascinated to hear what our lawyer friends would say.
Absolutely. So Shydiver also mentioned the fact that there's a trend, and I don't know that it's a recent trend, but that the straight women are starting to have their bachelorette parties in gay bars, and many gay bars are actually fighting back. And again, we actually have a couple of links in the show notes. So one is from the New Gay. The story starts, three nights ago, I was walking down DC's U Street, the east end of which holds several gay bars, with a couple male friends of mine. Granted, many of us were wearing tank tops, but I don't think that precludes kind, humane treatment. Some girls who I don't think were lesbians were stalled drunkenly at the alley next to Nelly's, checking their phones and twiddling their Mardi Gras necklaces, when one decided to annoy the ever-loving crap out of me. Are you guys going to Nelly's? She screamed in a volume easily reserved for running alongside the train, taking your loved one to the Korean War. So the article continues, and you know they're talking about bachelor parties, and then we have an article from the Huffington Post talking about how Boys Town gay bars, specifically up in Chicago, have banned bachelorette parties. What do you guys think? Have you guys seen this in Austin? I mean, we talked about hetero nights last year and we didn't like it, but what do we think about bachelorette parties?
I know that at a certain bar here in Austin that I like to attend karaoke night for has certainly hosted a certain amount of bachelorette parties, even on karaoke night, and I will admit to being slightly annoyed. I'm not entirely sure that it warrants necessarily banning them, in that arguably it does mean a fair amount of income for the bar, but it does, I think, tend to drive away potential other gay customers, perhaps, when the bar is full of drunk bachelorettes. I'm beginning to wonder whether Chicago isn't becoming the heterophobic city, frankly, if there are bars in Boys Town banning bachelorette parties, as well as starting to wonder about its straight employees in gay bars. wow. That's
so it's interesting. This particular owner instructs his bouncers to turn away groups of women sporting beads, boas, tiaras, and phallic plastic necklaces. I have to ask, how can you spot or how can you tell the difference between a woman wearing all those things and a standard run-of-the-mill queen? Jeff, what do you think about all this?
I think it's back to an appropriateness. It's a gay bar. I don't mind straight women coming to a gay bar with their gay friends. But, you know, if you don't have a gay man in tow with you, I don't think you belong there. If it's you and your bunch of your girlfriends for a bachelorette party coming to a freaking gay bar, what is wrong with you people?
At the same time, however, I wonder whether that doesn't smack of a little bit of double standard in that there is a guerrilla queer bar chapter here in Austin that regularly frequents straight bars to turn them gay for the night. And if bachelorette parties were banned in gay bars here in Austin, I would fear that straight bars would retaliate by banning guerrilla queer bars.
Well, let me also back it up. First off, the guerrilla queer bars, by the way, you know, really, technically, there is no such thing as a straight bar. It's just the bars which aren't specifically gay. It's not a gay bar. It's a non-gay bar. So technically, it's not a straight bar. I mean, what would make a bar a straight bar besides the fact that most of its clientele ends up being straight people? The reason why most of the clientele ends up being straight people is because most of the gay people are going to the gay bar. And again, this is ends up being something that's more of a clientele thing it's a clientele thing. It's like this is more about the bachelorettes going to the gay bar. I don't think bachelorettes should go to the gay bar. That's not the place for them. They shouldn't go there. Should they be kicked out? Should they be prevented from getting into a gay bar if they do? No. The establishment makes money. It's going to annoy the heck out of me. Well, actually, it's not going to annoy the heck out of me because I don't really go to bars at all. But I wouldn't say it's necessarily double standard. I just don't think that it's appropriate for the bachelorettes to go to a gay bar. Unless it's like something like the Gay 90s, which is really no longer a gay bar, but it still tries to act like one. Long story.
See, I guess, you know, I think we approach a very slippery slope here, right? Because we as a gay populace are really kind of pushing our agenda on society as a whole. Okay, and it's time that we've done this. That's cool and everything, but you know there are people saying that you're forcing me to accept that you're gay, et cetera, et cetera. And the point to all this is that we're trying to become more integrated in society and make it like it's just not a big deal, right? I just I happen to screw ass instead of pussy. But then at the same time we're saying, well, hold on, we don't want you in our bars. You know, we're not going to say we don't want you in our bars, but come on, why would you be coming into our bars? I think it's a slippery slope. I think we have to be careful. I mean, what if there was a straight bar, and I would argue that there probably are some straight bars out there, although they don't label themselves as such. And they were talking about, you know, come on, you fags. Why do you want to be here? It's not appropriate for you to be here. You shouldn't be here. Wouldn't we be up in arms about it?
Well, here's the thing is. I didn't say that I didn't want women in a gay bar or a straight women in a gay bar. I'm okay with that. I just don't think the bachelor party should come here. Does that make sense?
Well, it does make sense. I guess would you – see, I think it becomes about the level of annoyance. So I would almost say that a gay bachelor party, by the same token, shouldn't be held in this guy's bar. Because, believe me, a gaggle of gay men can be just as, if not more annoying than a gaggle of straight women, I think. it's interesting. And then there's this this guy named Dion Contreras that's quoted as saying, "It's throwing in our face that they can get married and we can't. I just think they're ignorant to our situation. I want women to think twice about this issue." I think that's kind of a ridiculous point. Do you think it's throwing in our faces that heteros can get married and we can't?
I can see that point. And yes, and I am annoyed by that fact. But as far as that being the reason to ban bachelorette parties in gay bars, I'm again conflicted that it smacks again of double standard.
Yeah, I think we have to be really careful. Now, there's a gay bar in Washington, D.C. that when a bachelorette party enters, they have to sign a petition in support of gay marriage. I think the owner, Ed Bailey, is actually pretty damn proactive and smart for doing that. That's just amazing. He goes on, he says that that's the way to handle it instead of alienating all these people. You have to get the consensus built out there. Why not try to convince people? Hey, wouldn't you support this? Now, I agree with that, actually. I could even see a gay bar owner going so far as to saying, okay, you want to have your party here? You have to donate $100 to HRC or to, you know, Aid Atlanta or whatever it is.
Or the fight for marriage equality or something.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jeff. I wouldn't want to go to a gay bar, and I don't go to many gay bars, but I wouldn't want to go to one necessarily where there was a bachelorette party being held. But at the same time, I'm very cautious in saying they should be holding it elsewhere. It's kind of interesting to me. I don't know. You tell us what you think. podcast@cubsoutloud.com. You can also tell us what you think about the fact that BearNation.us is about to go pay.
We don't know too much about this.
Yeah, we don't know much, but I did receive an email.
I received an email.
But here's the thing is I'm expecting this, and I need to get Rich in an interview to find out more. I'm guessing this is going to end up being essentially a freemium service, like Bigger City. Bigger City has certain features where you can create a free account. You don't have to pay a dime. And you can do basic searches, but then there's things like actually pulling up a full image or something like that you can't do unless you pay. Also, in the case of Bigger City, the access to the mobile version of the site, once it's out of beta, will end up being for pay as well, will be part of that premium service as well. I'm expecting that Bear Nation is going to be similar to this. When they finally roll out their mobile strategy, that may be pay, although we don't know. We don't know if that may be like the communications. Like the checking your notes or something on that, maybe part of the free service or something like that. So there's a lot we don't know about this. They are going to have some sort of premium service, but we don't know if there's going to be some sort of free version or not.
What I find interesting in this email is that they say, so now it's time for this cub to become a full-grown bear. The time has come to shift to a subscription-based service. I think that's a really horrible way to put it. But, I think it's too bad. And I am certainly not one to say that you shouldn't make money. We don't make any money on this podcast. I sure wish I did.
Sadly enough.
But I really wish they had found a different way to do this, either with like maybe some sponsorships from some gay magazines or porn companies or events or et cetera, et cetera. I just, you know, and this comes from my day as I used to run a large internet forum that was essentially free. I did have one perk in that you could watch movies over 5 megabytes uploaded by the users if you paid like $20 a year, I think it was. But for the most part, I operated with banner ads that were accessed through one specific web page. So you actually had to go and say, yeah, I want to go look at banner ads, and then you might click through. It's a shame to me, I think. What were you going to say, Jeff?
And the pricing's not too bad, $39.99 per year for the new members. So, and this is starting as of September 1st. Hopefully I'll be able to get an interview with them or something this week. But
yeah, it's really too bad. I'm
expecting a freemium service, though. A freemium model, where you're going to get some stuff that's decent for free. And one of the things that might happen when you have the pay service is those ads, which are like all over the place on the site, might go away.
Well, they better go away. I mean, that would be ridiculous if you're paying $40 a year and you still get targeted ads.
Exactly. So
now, I will say, I mean, it is just about half, exactly half, of a one-year membership of to Bear 411. I don't know. Not being a huge user of Bear Nation, this does not affect me in the least, but thought our listeners may want to know about that.
Yeah, I'll see if I can get Rich on the line for a sneak preview for next week's show, or I'll throw it out as a special episode. But we'll see what we can do for that.
So as I mentioned earlier today, I was busy doing chores. One of the first ones that I had to do was to fold some laundry, specifically my undies and socks, generically referred to as whites. And I realized that is my most unfavorite chore. I absolutely cannot stand folding laundry, and specifically folding undies and socks. And that got me to thinking, and I sent out a tweet and I posted it to my Facebook, went over to the Cubs Out Loud Facebook and posted it there. Runner up for me, I think, I don't even remember what I said was runner up. I know unloading the dishwasher is,
I thought
another
you said
one.
Something about the trash.
Yeah, taking out the trash sucks for me because I have to walk like all around the apartment complex to get over to the trash chute. Ricky from our Facebook group says he has two. I hate folding and putting away laundry. Score. Way to go. I agree with you, Ricky. And I hate to take dishes out of the dishwasher. I agree with you there. I hate doing the silverware. And Griffin in our Facebook room says, I hate doing the vacuuming and the dusting only because it stirs up allergies. Laundry is a zen thing for me. There's nothing sexier than freshly laundered sheets being blown around by the wind. And because I live near the beach, everything has that seaside scent. So what do you guys hate to do? Tim, what's your most unfavorite?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, Griff. I'll fold your whites if you clean my toilet. That is one thing I really don't enjoy doing. But when I had cats, I really did not enjoy cleaning the litter box. And but thankfully I no longer have cats, so that's no longer an issue. As far as taking dishes out of the dishwasher, I really don't mind it. In fact, I enjoy it, I think, thoroughly more than my boyfriend does, in that often I will notice that I will have to ask my boyfriend whether the dishes in the dishwasher are clean or dirty, because he will have taken one dish out of the dishwasher that is clean while leaving all of the other dishes in the dishwasher, leading me to confusion. But I think there have even been cases where I have washed a clean load of dishes again, not having realized that they were clean because the dishwasher was unlocked and full. So unloading the dishwasher is in fact one of my more favorite chores as far as chores go, because it means ultimately an empty dishwasher. As far as my other least favorite chores, they include vacuuming. I don't really enjoy doing that much, which is why it's certainly a good chunk of the reason why there is very little carpet left in my home.
Now, I have to tell you, you know, my secret for bathrooms is cleaning it once a week, and it really doesn't become an issue. It's only when you let stuff cake on and whatnot for a couple of weeks that it just sucks.
Yes, well.
And interestingly, on my wall, you know, I posted this as well. We had a couple Cubs Out Loud listeners. Fezbear says, cleaning the cat's litter box. I certainly agree with him. When I cat sit, I can't stand doing that. Another one of our listeners said, getting gas. A couple people said mowing the lawn.
Oh, yes. I'm certainly guilty of not liking to mow my lawn.
Yeah, cleaning the kitchen was huge. It's just kind of interesting. I definitely encourage our listeners to go to our Facebook page and tell us what your most hated chores is. What do you hate to do, Jeff?
I don't know. I suppose laundry really kind of is one of my favorites. It's not the folding the laundry, because when I just get off my ass and actually start folding my laundry, it's really no big deal to me. But I don't know. I just don't like moving the laundry to the laundry and putting it in and blah, 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 blah. So I suppose that's probably the one I dislike the most. But even like taking out trash, most of it is just getting off my ass and doing it. And I don't really dislike it, because once I actually get moving and doing it, I'm doing it.
And thankfully, the trash cans in your house, Jeff, are just inside the garage, so it's not that tough a job.
True.
Yeah, very cool. Hey, you know what else I did this weekend, speaking of a chore? Mm-hmm. I got rid of like 98% of my old VHS porn tapes.
That's good.
Yeah, I felt horrible just throwing them out, but I realized that trying to give them away to someone on Craigslist would make me encounter someone that has an interest in VHS porn, and that just was not something I was willing to do.
Dear. Well,
all right.
What? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to move on.
The dog.
Are you ready to move on?
Yeah, oh, certainly. Yes, okay. Most certainly.
Let's go to picks, Tim. Go ahead.
Yippee! Speaking of this upcoming COL cookbook, my pick for this week is Fu Qi Plum Wine, which I found at my grocery store for a mere $10. It was delicious. And the reason that I haven't posted a link is because when I Googled it, I found that the prices that I was finding online were nowhere near the price that I paid at my local grocery store, which was only $10, whereas online you can find it for as much as like $13.50 and ridiculous. Just go to your local grocery store and pick up some Fu Qi Plum Wine. It's yummy. It is sweet, but more floral sweet and less sugar sweet.
Fucky Plum.
Yeah, yes, Fucky Plum indeed. I will admit that earlier this week I tossed a third of a cup of Fuki Plum Wine in with a third of a cup of soy sauce and six cloves of chopped garlic and let's see, what else did I put in there? Oh yes, some red hot pepper flake and three chopped scallions and marinated a giant pork tenderloin in that mixture overnight, and it was delicious the next day, cooked at 425 for 35 minutes. So do try this Fu Qi Plum Wine. It's yummy.
Hey, Tim, how often do you macerate?
To be honest, I don't macerate, so very often, but I do enjoy marinating things, especially loins.
Marinated loin. What do you got for us, Jeff?
I actually did. Yesterday I realized that I had 6 credits on Audible that I hadn't used. And I also realized that I had 6 books that I hadn't purchased that are audiobooks that I hadn't purchased. And that is actually the audiobooks for the entire series of The Wheel of Time by Robert Jordan. And, with this last one and Brandon Sanderson. Amazing, epic fantasy series. Love it, love it, love it. And the readers, Kate Redding and Michael Kramer are the perfect voices for the Wheel of Time. I could never listen to these books with any other reader. Unfortunately, with these, with this last book and the remaining two books, which all three of these last ones are written by Brandon Sanderson, based off of the notes by Robert Jordan, are going to be read by them, and it's just amazing, absolutely an amazing read, amazing readers. So I'm actually going to recommend the audiobooks for the entire Wheel of Time series, unabridged, on audible.com. Comes in 4 to 5 parts for each book, but they're, like, right now a member price is $34.28, although if you sign up for a subscription, they are just one credit, and that's like $14 a month, so you save a bunch of money by going the subscription route. And they've got all sorts of different qualities. You can put it on any item. If you use it, an iPod or an iPhone, do everything right through iTunes, which is easy, nice and easy. With the Zune, unfortunately, which is going to be my audio device, I actually have to use the Audible manager and actually upload it from a separate program into my Zune. It's weird. I really wish Zune would just put into their software support for Audible, so that we, one, I can play it through there, and two, just sync everything through there, which just makes life so much easier. But yeah, so the Wheel of Time on audiobook. You can also get the CDs on Amazon or something, but I recommend Audible because they've got great quality.
Well, and it's just cool. Mm-hmm. Well, I have a few picks this week, including a couple from Shy Diver. My first is Mint.com, specifically the goals feature. I know I've recommended Mint.com before. For those of you just tuning in, I have been using some form of financial software, mostly Quicken, since I was 19 years old. Recently, I've started a slow switch to Mint.com, and more recently, they implemented a goals feature. So if you're shopping for a new car, trying to get an emergency fund, planning your gay wedding, planning your next vacation, whatever you're planning, you can do a goal feature. And what's neat about it is it takes the money right out of your monthly budget to try to keep you on track. And when it figures out that you have a surplus in your budget for the month, it says, hey, do you want to finish your goal X month sooner? You can if you allocate this money over to the goal. So I absolutely love that feature. I'm a bit of a financial geek, though, so, you know, I know some people might not. I also mentioned that I went to a movie last night. I went to see The Other Guys with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. You either are a Will Ferrell fan or you hate him. I am generally falling on the side of hating him. But this movie was actually funny. I had heard somewhere that Will and Mark have a great chemistry together. And I think that's what made it good. What were you going to say, Jeff?
I was like, what? Will Ferrell is funny?
Yeah, I know. His character wasn't as funny. It was the storyline was great, and it's always good to see that Marky Mark is not aging gracefully. He has a little bit of chub on him now. Just a little bit of a belly. And that made me feel oh so good. And my personal last pick is the USA Today iPad app. It is a free app, and they've just recently added crossword puzzles. Now, I have to admit, I don't like to think of myself as a 72-year-old bear, but I've been doing crosswords with Ian, and it is actually something that we both enjoy. And it's great because we can be cuddled up in the cuddle chair with the iPad out, and we're just both like doing the crossword together, and it's kind of sweet. There should be a Hallmark card for that. From Shy Diver, we're going to have a link in the show notes about a Chinese animation of the JetBlue flight attendant. I think that's going to be great. And he also recommends Blue Diamond Bold Almond, specifically the wasabi and soy flavor. I'm not being a wasabi fan. I would not do that, but we have a link.
I would certainly enjoy those, certainly.
Yeah, we have a link in the show notes to where you can get those on Amazon, so go get your case of nuts now. And yes, Lawdog28, the only person in our chat room tonight, that's kind of my what the fuck is, where is everybody? I did just say cuddle chair. If you want to sit in my cuddle chair, you need to go to cubsoutloud.com/contact. There you will find all of our email addresses, Twitter handles, and the exact dimensions of my cuddle chair. You can also leave us a voicemail at 361-COL-TALK. 361-265-8255 is where you need to record a message with your feedback for the show. Don't forget, you can also email us a WAV file or MP3 or any form of audio recording to podcast@cubsoutloud.com, and we may just play your feedback on the show. You can get a much synopsized version of this show Tuesdays and Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific at bearradio.net. And, of course, do not forget to go fan us on Facebook. I saw we're at a paltry 30 users. Go there. Go to your Facebook account right now. Type in Cubs Out Loud. Hit add or fan. I think it's become a fan. Do it. And then what you need to do is go and tell us what your most hated chore is. So go there. Facebook. Search for Cubs Out Loud. With that, shoot hoots. What do you got for us, Tim?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, my lovely boyfriend is out of town, but I'd still like to shout out to my boyfriend, John.
Do you mean your out-of-town boyfriend, John?
Yeah, yes, yes, my out-of-town boyfriend, John.
Otherwise known as Moot Bifje?
Indeed, yes. Moot Bifje.
Well, I'm going to shout out to the bouncer at Woof's, who actually tried to prohibit me from leaving the bar tonight. I told him that he needs to go to CubsOutLoud.com and listen to us. So if you're doing that, there's your shout out. I'm also going to shout out to what I can only refer to as a sci-fi name. It's MSB6MBFI. That is my soon-to-be six-month boyfriend, Ian. Yeah, we're actually going to be that couple next weekend that's celebrating their six-month anniversary from the time we met.
Congratulations. Thank
you. Yeah, I'm planning to get a hotel room with like a huge like tub. I have some stuff from Lush that I'm going to try to use. And
what?
I'm sorry, what's funny, Jeff?
No, continue.
Is it that I'm celebrating 6 months with him? Well, now, why is that funny?
I just find that humorous. Mm. Anyways. Mm.
And so. And how long have you been with your boyfriend, Jeff?
Oh, snap. Oh, well. No, you didn't.
Have a boy.
Yeah, exactly. Now, can I start laughing maniacally? I mean, that would just be mean, though, so I won't do it. We are also going to the Melting Pot next Sunday. And we're going to watch it on.
You know, all I got to say about this is I would like to shout out to my non-existent boyfriend, Paul, and say goodnight, everybody!
Goodnight, kids.
Goodnight, everybody.
Hey, by the way, did I mention next week's my birthday?
Woohoo! Happy birthday!
When's your birthday?
Next week. Can we take it off?
Yeah, I think after all the melted cheese that Ian and I are going to ingest, I probably won't want to do a show either. I vote we take it off, too, unless, Tim, you just want to do the show by yourself.
You know, I think I'm okay with us taking a week off.
Okay. So, folks, we're off next week.
Yeah. But you're not. Send us some feedback. podcast@cubsoutloud.com.
I might throw something in the feed or something, but you know, who knows. All right. Good night again, folks.